Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Like the distinction in the New Testament between the ideal position of the believer in Christ and the less than ideal condition of the believer still in this evil world, in Psalm 89, Ethan gives both the glorious description of the Davidic covenant and the actual situation on the ground. We might call this the conundrum of the covenant, verses 38 to 45. Hinted at with the if in verse 30 and the nevertheless in verse 33, the author now details the sad state of affairs when the kings in the line of David abandon the God of David. While it may have appeared as if the Lord had, quote, renounced the covenant, verse 39, it was really that they had renounced him. What a solemn reminder. The difference between spiritual success and failure comes down to this: obey the Lord and be blessed. Disobey him and bear the consequences. If you make decisions as if God doesn't exist, don't be surprised if conditions look more and more as if that's true, although of course it isn't. Was it God who, quote, made all Israel's enemies rejoice, verse 42? Did he make, quote, his glory cease, verse 44? Of course not. The terms of the covenant were clear, quote, if his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes, verses 30 to 32. If you break God's commands, they break you. Quote, nevertheless, verse 33, God would overrule man's stupidity, and his faithfulness and loving kindness would eventually triumph. The final section of the psalm is a cry for the covenant to be renewed, verses 46 to 51. We will yet see David's greater son bring about the total fulfillment of this covenant. Then all the world shall say with unmingled joy, quote, blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. Verse 52.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.